WITZO, the Women's International Zionist Organization, will mark the 100th anniversary of its founding this coming Saturday. The volunteer organization is dedicated to social welfare needs in all sectors of Israeli society, the advancement of the status of women, and Jewish education in Israel and the diaspora. During the coronavirus pandemic and the increase in family violence, which was noted at this time, WITZO opened an emergency women's shelter in Israel. We heard more about the activities of the organization and the impact of the coronavirus outbreak on its activities from World WITZO chairperson Anita Friedman, who assumed her responsibilities earlier this year.
We were affected as everybody else was. Most of our main activities, which are the daycare centers, were closed on the 15th of March, and our schools as well. But what we continued with is our emergency services, which we have in different youth villages, and also we have in the, of course, in the shelters where we take care of abused women and their children. The situation became unbearable at some point, and it's something that happened worldwide, specifically regarding violence in the family. And that's when we decided to reach out and ask the welfare ministry to open an emergency shelter, which we did. So this emergency shelter is very unique. It's a shelter that was created for women that, because of the coronavirus, and they're in a state of captivity. As you can imagine, this is heaven for abusive partners, and it's hell for everybody else. And the instances where women were really fighting for their lives increased by like 300%, some incredible amount. So we opened this emergency shelter in order to give these women 2 weeks before going into any regular shelter. Because of the coronavirus, we needed to check that they were clean, them and their families. Because as you can imagine, if we send a woman with her family and she's infected, it's a big problem. So we created this shelter. So far, we've tended to over 50 women and over 70 children. And we're still ongoing.
Well, we certainly are continuing to address the situation right now. We're not in the same kind of lockdown as we were a few months ago, though who knows what lies ahead. And there are still challenges in terms of frameworks for children and people being impacted economically. And as you mentioned, rising instances of domestic violence. So how is WITZO preparing or adapting for the period ahead?
Okay, so besides the shelters and the emergency shelter that we created, we were also the only organization that was actually running daycare centers in the hospitals in order for the doctors and the health crew to be able to work. So that we did. How are we going forward? It's a very good question because we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen in the world, in Israel. So we are preparing for the worst. We, of course, follow completely the instructions of the Ministry of Health and Education in all our daycare centers. We are trying to work in a system of capsules so people do not get sick from each other, and if they do, that we have a minimum crew that can continue going. And we're adapting specifically to needs that come up. For example, we had a huge wave of people, as you know, that they lost their jobs or they went to furlough. And we as a social organization have to make sure that they have food on the table, for example. So part of what we did were campaigns helped by our federations overseas, where they sent us money so we can continue feeding these families and these people. That's one instance that we had to adapt. The other one is everything that concerns with the health issues. You know, this is something new, not for only for us, for everybody, but we have to adapt. It's costs, and it's to learn how to do it in the best way possible.
Many organizations have felt an impact, especially if they're donor-supported organizations during this time. Is that also the case for VITSO?
Absolutely. We're no different than anybody else. We are lucky that we have very committed supporters, and not only donors, but as you know, we are an organization that is turning 100 years old this coming Saturday, and we're a movement. We're a Zionist movement, women's movement, and we've been supporting each other here and there because the situation is the same. It's not like before that only Israel was in an emergency and all our communities around the world will rally and help us. This time is everybody in the same boat. So we do support each other across.
Is there a sense that the situation now and the scope of need is somehow more intense than other times in the organization's history?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, when things like this happen, the people that get hurt first and the most are the weaker segments of our population. And this is what we're seeing right now. That's why I was telling you about the violence and about the food and just the keeping afloat. And the emotional support is also something that we're seeing across the board that needs to be addressed. Absolutely.
Now, as you noted, the centenary is being marked this coming weekend. I'm sure there were many celebratory events prior to the pandemic changing the whole order of how the world is engaging. So how will this event be marked?
Well, we had already in January our enlarged general meeting, which happens once every 4 years. And we thank God did a kickoff of the 100 years. We had around 1,000 attendees from all over the world. So we already did our big party, thank God. We were planning to do many, many different things in our projects. And, of course, everything is going to be done by virtual. Thank God for Zoom, right? So that's our virtual way of celebrating. We're sharing with all our countries in the world, all the federations, our WITSO sisterhood. Everybody's sharing what they're doing. And, you know, we're going to be 100 years for a long time. So hopefully next year we'll still be here and we'll be celebrating a little bit in delay, but we'll still be celebrating.